property owned by Goodwill usually isn't taxed, but the charity asked state lawmakers to officially add it to a previous list of charities that don't have to pay property taxes. Bob Peterson is president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of North Central Wisconsin. He says the old list included charities like the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and the Salvation Army, but not the Goodwill.
And one of the things that's been happening in this current environment, where there's a real rush on the part of municipalities to find additional tax base, is that they've been challenging the nonprofit status of a number of organizations in the state. We've had three direct challenges to our not-for-profit status. And when that happens, we have to write a fairly substantial defense and involve legal counsel and a whole lot of other things.
Peterson says those legal fights take money away from Goodwill's mission of job training for the handicapped. Since property taxes usually aren't sought from Goodwill anyway, a legislative fiscal report indicates the new bill giving the group benevolent status won't have much of an effect on state revenues. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.